On August 3, 2019, a white gunman allegedly drove hundreds of miles from North Texas to El Paso and opened fire in a busy Walmart. According to police and an online post attributed to him, the 21-year-old was targeting Mexicans. 23 people died in the mass shooting, which became the deadliest attack on Latinos in modern U.S. history. That day, Cesar Blanco, a Democratic state lawmaker, talked with families gathered in the cafeteria of the elementary school he'd attended as a child. Families waiting to find out if their loved ones were killed.
I attended nearly every funeral and memorial after the El Paso mass shooting, and I mourned with those families and my community and listened to their stories and just really committed myself to finding solutions.
Less than a month later, a gunman drove around Odessa firing random shots. He killed 7 people in the attack, which took place over the course of an hour.
Everybody seems to have the same reaction. Oh, this could never happen in my community. This could never happen in my town. This could never happen to somebody I know.
Brooks Landgraf is a Republican lawmaker who represents Odessa.
And in an instant, all of those thoughts, you know, turned out to not be true. We wanted to provide some sort of solution that could help to save lives in the future.
Those back-to-back shootings created a unique moment where it seemed like lawmakers might find some common ground, like on private gun sales, which is how the Odessa shooter bought a weapon after failing a traditional background check. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick appeared on Fox News soon after the Odessa attack.
And I'm a strong NRA supporter, and they're a strong supporter of mine, but I believe they are wrong in not expanding background checks to stopping strangers from selling guns to strangers.
Governor Greg Abbott also expressed concern about these types of sales. Many of the state's Democratic lawmakers wanted bigger change and urged Abbott to immediately call a special legislative session. Representative Mary Gonzalez, whose district includes part of El Paso, told KERA at the time the targeted nature of the El Paso massacre created a special sense of urgency.
There's a normalization of mass shootings and gun violence. At some point, we have to say that waiting 2 years is too long of a time to interrupt the culture that is really growing, whether it's domestic terrorism, racism, white supremacy, and that is manifesting itself in gun violence.
Abbott declined, instead forming the bipartisan Texas Safety Commission. It held roundtables on mass violence, and Abbott released the Texas Safety Action Report, which included concrete recommendations for the next legislative session. The state House and Senate also formed special committees that started their own public hearings across the state with a similar goal in mind. Then came COVID, which halted that work. Still, when lawmakers convened in January, Senator Cesar Blanco was optimistic because they had the governor's recommendations.
I thought that those should be the starting point for any legislation since they were recommendations from a bipartisan commission. So I filed 6 bills pulled directly from the report because we promised solutions.
All told, the El Paso delegation put forward nearly 20 bills focused on gun safety and mass violence prevention, including one bill that would ban open carry of assault weapons and long guns, and another that would require background checks for private firearm sales. Very few gained any traction. By far the most substantial gun bill to cross Governor Abbott's desk loosens firearm restrictions. Blanco says,
it's in complete contradiction with what we heard in those committees and those roundtables.
In part 2 of this story, we'll look at what did and didn't pass, and what happened between those calls for change in 2019 and this legislative session. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.